This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Ms. Lynn Hillhouse, instructor of nursing. She's here to talk about generational differences. She's being interviewed by News Bureau director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Ms. Hillhouse, in previous discussions this week, you've given an overview of the four generations. This raises the question of how these generations are interacting with each other. Would you tell us about that?
It helps to look at the information about how each generation is viewed by the others. The silent generation may be seen as rigid, inhibited, hoarding money, and set in their ways. The old song, "Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll," comes to mind for many. Even though this generation struggles with computers and advanced technology, they're viewed as good leaders and trustworthy. The boomers are often viewed as self-absorbed and workaholics. They may be seen as too political. However, they're considered cool because of the successes that they've achieved. The cover of the AARP magazine gives a different picture of this generation. Richard Gere on his Harley, and grandmothers wearing geese and performing martial arts in the park. The Xers have been viewed overall in a more negative light, and they are seen lacking respect for experience, not following procedures, and having less manners. This generation has truly been caught in the shifting of society's norms. The view of the Y generation is still developing, however. Society often feels that they're too wired. Can they do our web page is the question of the day. They also worry that this could be another generation of spoiled individuals with far too little human contact.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.